the No Sweat News time, 7:23, and the final three stories that might turn up on tomorrow's No Sweat News quiz. Your chance to win tickets to see the boys from Shinedown, Brent and Zach, January 25th at Starland Ballroom. Wow, a second show added, and the only two shows in, well, the on the planet. And we think that is an accurate station to see Brent and Zach do their acoustic thing. So, you know, this episode of the No Sweat News is kind of a good news, No Sweat News, with diminishing returns. In other words, kind of less and less good news with each story. We start with this guy. You hear about him in Tacoma, Washington, the homeless dude who found $17,000 in cash in a brown paper bag and returned it? Yeah, Kevin Booth, Tacoma, Washington. He was waiting in line for a food bank to open its doors. Looked down, he saw a brown paper bag, opened it up, $17,000 in cash. Now, I'm not homeless. I got a mortgage that's paying and so forth, and then I'm making my ends meet, but I don't know. Even me, if I found 17 grand in cash, I might just walk down the street with it. Not him. He assumed it was a donation to the food bank, so when they opened up, he said, hey, I found this. It's for you guys. The food bank reported it to police. They put it on a 90-day hold to see if anyone would show up to claim it. They didn't. That's why we're hearing about it now. The food bank says, great. We're going to make some renovations, make our food bank a little bit better. As a reward, they gave Kevin some of the cash in the form of gift cards, and the police give the dude accommodation. It's a homeless guy. He finds 17 grand. He doesn't keep it. Wow. Talk about honesty. Now, here's another good news story, but it's a little bit less good news. Now, there's Ryan O'Connor, who lives in Australia, where he trains racehorses, and he got kicked in the you-know-where by one of those racehorses, took him to the hospital, only to find the doctors said, oh, my God, you got cancer down there. And had you not gotten kicked by the racehorse, ow, there's no way we would have found this really bad cancer that you've developed. So in order to find that he had the cancer, the horse had to kick him in the... Ah, well, he is now cured. And I presume, you know, he's not necessarily training that racehorse from behind anymore. Guy got his cancer cured all because he got kicked in the nuts by a racehorse. I mean, it's a good news thing. And now the final good news thing of diminishing returns takes us to the Cheesecake Factory, who yesterday were celebrating their 40th anniversary. And to celebrate their 40th anniversary, they decided they would give away 40,000 free slices of cheesecake to celebrate. And because it's 2018, of course, it led to near riots and fist fights and arrests, because that's apparently what we do. We see a free $6 slice of cheesecake, and we riot. See, their plan was to prevent the riots by saying you could only get the free slice of cheesecake if you went through the company DoorDash, who, you know, delivers the food, kind of like Uber Eats, right? Well, it worked. People did not show up to the Cheesecake Factory, but they did flood DoorDash with orders, which led to chaos as the drivers couldn't find parking spaces in the parking lots, and then big giant lines inside the cheesecake as the drivers were trying to get their deliveries set, and then one thing led to another, and fistfights broke out, and so the free cheesecake turned into, well, another one of our good deeds that went punished in the No Sweat News. And there you go. This week wraps up with those three beauties. We will see you tomorrow at about 7:15 for the No Sweat News quiz. Here's how it works. I read you four stories on the air. Now, three of the stories I read on the quiz will have been featured in the No Sweat News this week. One, I'm going to make up today, a little after 4:20. And if you spot that phony story, you got a great shot. And winning tickets to see a very exclusive concert, the boys from Shinedown doing an acoustic thing, Brent and Zach, on February 25th, a second-handed show at Starland Ballroom. Ticket info at starlandballroom.com. And if you're really interested and want to study up because maybe you missed a day or two on the No Sweat News, well, just go to WRAT.com at the very top, click on the podcast section, and you can find them all there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.